It is Helping Hand weekly feature airing statewide on HPR1 stations Fridays, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then online in our archive of Helping Hand segments at hawaiipublicradio.org. On Helping Hand, we try to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about an organization that has been helping those in need for a very long time. In fact, since 1865. It's humbling imagining all the people that the Salvation Army has assisted since then, and they're still at it. Huge privilege to welcome to our Helping Hand segment. We always have a different one from the Salvation Army, and this year is no exception with Major Jeff Martin. He is the Divisional Leader for the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division, and our guest today on Helping Hand. Major Martin, good to have you here.
It's my privilege to be here.
It's a great thing to have you here. And may I call you Jeff?
Yes, please
okay,
do.
There we go. And first, the Salvation Army. That's such a big name in giving. A lot of the time on Helping Hand, Jeff, we have people who are in organizations that are grassroots, and sometimes people don't know who they are, what they do. This is a whole different ballgame with the Salvation Army. Give a little background on the organization, how wide your reach is in helping out those in need.
Well, the Salvation Army is in 131 different countries, and here in the Hawaiian Islands, we're on all the major islands, except for Lanai, but we have the officers in Maui that service Lanai and Molokai.
Is there an interesting story as to what drove you to be part of the effort?
Well, I was in the Air Force when I met the Salvation Army, and I felt like God was calling me into the ministry, so I hurried up out of one uniform and into another.
That's a good way of looking at it. And you guys do a lot of different kinds of serving folks in need. One of those things is helping out people who do not have a home. Homelessness, one of the biggest issues in the islands. Talk about your efforts, what you guys do on behalf of the homeless.
Well, in every community where we have the Salvation Army, we have some kinds of ways of reaching out to the homeless. Sometimes it's through giving out of canned food. Sometimes it's hot meals. Sometimes it's referrals into other programs. But a bigger part of our reaching out is to try to prevent homelessness in the first place. So we help with rent or utility assistance, whatever is needed to help the people stay in their housing.
You do some hunger relief as well, serving quite a few meals in the islands to help those in need.
Yes, we serve thousands of meals in the islands, and throughout on every island, we were able to serve people through those meals, and not only throughout the year, but disaster services as well. We serve hundreds of or thousands of meals for the recent Puna disaster.
And while you guys do a lot of stuff year-round, for sure, for folks, we are talking to you around the holiday time, so folks are seeing your red kettles, which are a fixture of the holiday season. Explain what those are in terms of the donations, like how much dough comes in from that.
Well, the Salvation Army Red Kettles, accompanied by the bells, is our major fundraising time for the year. It brings in about $700,000 last year.
Wow.
For Hawaii.
Across the state, all of those kettles that people see, 700 grand comes in.
Yes. And we have a goal of 900,000 this year. We never know if we'll attain that goal, but the needs are great, and we certainly hope that we can reach that.
And then you guys have another thing, the Angel Trees. Explain that.
The Angel Tree is a program that matches donors with people in need, and the needs might be keiki or kapuna, and whatever needs that they indicate that they would like, we put those tags on the tree, somebody picks the tag, and then we make sure that that toy or gift is delivered to the individual.
Where can people find these?
They can find them at any Central Pacific Bank branch, or they can find them at area malls.
And when we have you guys on each year, one of the things that we like to focus on is taking a look around the state at the most important needs island by island for projects that you have, and it's your chance to kind of pitch folks on helping you out. And so that's always a fun part of our helping hand excursion with the Salvation Army each year. And so this year, let's start on the Garden Isle and hear what you need over there and how folks can help you.
Well, in Hanapepe, we have a program that helps especially with seniors and with women, and they could really use a $10,000 to help establish some of the things with their program and help all the people in that program.
Is this a residential program?
No, it's not residential. The ladies come and they visit their... they have their meetings there at the Salvation Army, and sometimes they go to other places and even help with ministry in other areas.
Okay, and so that's funding to help that program. Then turning our attention to Hawaii Island, where you guys do a lot of good work. And I know, in fact, our last year's guest from your organization, Lieutenant Michael Stack, had actually been over there working on some projects.
Yes.
So tell us about what folks could do to support you in particular over there.
On Hawaii Island in the Hilo area, we have the Family Intervention Services, and they also have programs in Honoka'a, and this helps children, usually teenagers who are for some reason not able to return to their homes, perhaps because of abuse, perhaps because of other things that may have happened and they were taken out of those homes and they have nowhere to go. And so they will often be brought by the police to the Salvation Army Family Intervention Services program. And this has a lot of needs. Our building needs a lot of improvements to make it a better place for the kids that come to that program.
And I see you guys need a van or something for them?
Yeah, the outreach services for that program would really be served well with a van, because the size of the Big Island, and they have to go from Hilo to Honoka'a, and it's a lot of miles, and also in Kona, there are parts of the program throughout the island, and transporting the kids and the staff back and forth, a van would be wonderful.
$50,000 in all, in terms of the expenses that you guys need to cover for these.
$50,000 would go a long way to helping make that program really solid with our transportation needs.
And then on the Valley Isle, there's the Caravan Outreach for Homeless. And again, Hawaii facing the most severe homeless crisis anywhere in the country per capita. Talk about the kind of services they're offering and the help that you need from the community with this.
The Caravan program is an outreach that really brings the work of the Army directly out into the bushes and the trees where people are camped out. They help with the men and women who are living homeless in these areas. They bring them food. Sometimes they bring them clothing. They help them to try to find ways out of homelessness, trying to get them to take the steps they need to take in order to get their life back together and back into society.
They provide basic needs like wound care, a lot of really humbling things that people without a foundation like a home face. And so $10,000 in assistance is what you guys need to try to fulfill some of these things?
Yes.
On the Valley Isle. And so again, putting out the call to folks in any of these communities who want to get involved and help. And then finally, certainly ground zero for the homeless crisis, but also where I assume most of your operations happen because it's just the largest population center. Talk about some of the needs that you have in the city and county of Honolulu.
Well, one of our biggest programs here is the addiction treatment services. And in this program, it's mostly men, some women who are in the detox program, but it's also associated with the family treatment services. And these two programs are probably make up most of the drug treatment in the state of Hawaii. And with these two programs, we really try to help the people through to what we would call graduation from the program, and then on to some sort of vocational preparation to help them be able to get a job and get a house and get someplace to live. And we have some transitional housing to help with part of that as well.
Any other needs in the city and county of Honolulu that you want to point out?
Yeah, we have a wonderful program that takes place out at our camp on North Shore, and it's called Revolution Hawaii. And here we have young people that are giving 1 year of their life in missions, and they do a lot of work here around Oahu, but especially in Chinatown. They go every Sunday night and serve and bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to homeless people and sit down and talk with them and try to find out what their needs are, what their story is. And through that, they're often able to help people to find a way to some kind of a helping agency where they can get the help they need.
And I'm looking at the figures. Looks like 40 grand in all you need to try to support these programs that you really could use.
Yes, 40 grand would go a long ways to helping a lot of people in need.
And for people who are short on money, and that can be a thing for a lot of folks here in one of the most expensive places to live in the world, a lot of folks, though, may be able to volunteer, put out the call for volunteers around the state.
Yes, and the best place to go to find out how to volunteer is to hawaii.salvationarmy.org. They can go to that website and click on the volunteer button and find ways to volunteer. They might volunteer with the Angel Tree. They might volunteer with the Kettles. And throughout the year, there are places where they can volunteer and contribute to the needs of the Salvation Army.
And again, that is hawaii.salvationarmy.org. And through that site, you can contact them for a variety of specific ways to support them or to ask questions. You can also give them a buzz, 808-988-2136. You can find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Best of all, you can find all the contact information and the full-length interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests archived at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Anything that we left out that you are compelled to want to share with folks in terms of a holiday time outreach?
Well, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration at the Blaisdell recently. Nearly 2,000 people came for a turkey dinner. And throughout the rest of the season, we will be bringing food and toys and clothing, things that people need through the various programs that we have. And so those who wish to support us can do so through the contribution at the Red Kettle, or they can make year-end gifts that might even reduce the donor's income while providing support for our programs. One more thing. The donations are tracked by zip code, so they stay in the communities where they were donated.
It's Major Jeff Martin, and he is the divisional leader for the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division, who we welcome to Helping Hand every holiday season to try to give them a helping hand, because obviously it's one of the most visible organizations around the holidays, helping people in need throughout the year, but certainly very visible right now. On behalf of all the people you guys are helping out and have been helping out since 1865, quite a long run, thanks for doing what you do and for taking the time to be with us today here on Helping Hand.
And thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.